Mate, we've done it. The last, it's kind of like day three of the championships, maybe.
Yeah, it's like a consolation prize.
Unofficial.
Yeah, definitely. But, mate, just not just Sydney this weekend. There's bloody group racing everywhere in Australia. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
We did four states. That's unlike us.
Could have done five. But we gave that one a really wide berth.
We chose not to. So we did obviously the races at Randwick. We did the Quokka over in Perth. What else we do? There was a couple of listed races in Brisbane.
Mornington Cup Day as well.
Which we've had success at in the past.
We certainly have. So plenty to listen to, drifters, and plenty of reasons to have a play this weekend. Who would you do it with, mate?
The good people at Ned's, mate. They are absolutely sensational. Team Orange through and through. They have the profiles at the moment, which we wouldn't have helped you last week, or I certainly wouldn't have. But, you know, you can follow us on the tips that we give out there. Go straight to the profile, puts you in your bet slip, and you can get on there.
100%. Hopefully we find you a few this weekend if you decide to follow us in. And you know what? If you don't want to look at the profiles on Ned's, that's absolutely fine because they can cater to every other one of your needs anyway.
100%. But what are you really gambling with? For free and confidential support, visit gamblinghelponline.org.au.
When your horse wins, it's da 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 da.
About last night.
What happened last night?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. My memory is completely devoid of anything that happened post 8 p.m. last night, mate. Tell you that much for free.
How good was Turbo?
I said before the game started to my fam, or anyone who would listen to my drivel, I am petrified of what Tommy Turbo is going to do to us. And my hunch proved true, unfortunately.
So let me get this straight. He was playing on the right edge?
No, the left edge, I thought.
Left edge?
Yeah.
Well, either way, whatever edge he was playing on, he scored a try getting a ball from Latrell on the other side of the field.
Yeah, it was like a roving fullback / lock position that... Oh, did you see the first two hit-ups he had in the game, like the first minute?
Yeah.
And from that, from the outset, I was like, oh, no, we're no good here.
It's just how he's been playing all year.
Yeah, he's that good.
He's elite. He's the best player in the comp for mine.
Yeah, I think so. I think he's got the most impact in terms of when he plays, the difference he makes to a team. If you take him out of that New South Wales side, they still win.
Oh, easily.
But, yeah, got to bounce back next game, that's for sure.
Our spine, very underdone. Like... Harry Grant, Munster look slow.
A few passengers last night, mate, unfortunately.
I think there were 17 of them, to be honest.
Yeah.
Oh, look, that's fine.
One thing we know about Queensland is this is exactly where we want them. we're officially underdogs in game two, which suits us perfectly at the Cauldron.
It does. But let's keep looking back, actually, because we put up on social during the week... Your dream stable with $7, thanks to the good people at Ladbrokes. Had some terrific submissions. I just wanted to run through some. So, I should have actually got the post up just to give a quick recap. So, bear with me when I get that up. But, I've deleted it. These were some of the submissions. So, we had your brother, Mick Jones... who said, all I need is Nudge, and Nudge wasn't even on the list.
Clearly, he had some money on it last weekend.
So, congratulations to Mick. That's good going. Just on the fly here. All right. So, on the $4 line, we had VE and Nature Strip, Colding Probabil, $3, Zaki, Mugger 2, Hungry Heart, Mask Crusader, $2, Animo, Stay Inside, Salino, September Run, and $1, Ingratiating, Toffee Tongue, Colette, and Zutori. So, these were some of the selections. So, a friend of the show, Sully, he had NS September Run Zutori.
Sprinters galore.
I know, he loves speed. Mm. And then C. Sneasby, who I believe is one of your great mates.
Yeah, a new mate of mine, C. Sneasby. Yeah, Craig, he actually has part ownership of Salino, hence why he put Salino in his three.
Well, he had NS, Salino, and Toffee Tongue. Toffee Tongue got a lot of love in this.
Yeah, Toffee Tongue, I think, is a horse who a few people have got a soft spot for, but Craig has a few horses with Chris Waller, hence the full Waller stable there.
Yeah. Who else we got? We had Kurt, who had VE, September on Colette, very similar to mine. Cooper had Colding, September on Colette. Just looking for one. Oh, yeah, Justin, who we saw at the track the other day, he had Probabil, Animo, and Zutori.
Mm.
Zutori got some love in this too, which I was surprised by.
Well, he's a sort of sprinter where if you get him in the right conditions, he can get in at a nice weight in handicaps
and
gives you every chance.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Tom, who we also saw at the track, and then Macca's brother Adam, we're of the same opinion of VE, Animo, and Colette, which is a pretty good threesome, to be honest. Mm. So, they were just some of the selections we have made, but we had plenty more.
Mm.
But onto this week, do you want to give the people a bit of a rundown of what we're doing this week for the good people at Ladbrokes?
I sure can. So, I guess in the spirit of Stradbroke Day being on Saturday, and when you're listening to this, guys, tomorrow, we record on a Thursdays, it's one of the great race days on the calendar. And if you're a Queenslander, it's probably as good as it gets if you want to go to a metro meeting, right?
Quality of racing is top-notch.
Absolutely top-notch. In the winter months, it's pretty dry up here, so beautiful blue skies. The 4X Gold tastes just as good. It's a brilliant day of racing.
Mm-hmm.
So, in the spirit of that, we thought, why don't we put together a little tiny little list of some of the best race days that you can experience as a punter in Australia.
Yes.
So, keeping it within our borders, I guess, you know, that being the theme at the moment for the last 18 months or whatever it is, probably 12 months. So, for Ladbrokes, special interest article this week, looking at some of the best race days that you can attend across the country.
Beautiful. Well, kick us off, man. What?
Straight into it.
So, top five.
Yeah.
Cross promotion, actually.
Yeah. Give it a little plug.
Give me a sec. We do have another podcast called Top 5 Potty, which is at all good podcast stores, to be honest. So, search Top 5 Potty. We do something slightly different. We count down our top five obscure topics each week. We're four episodes deep, where we're about 42 episodes deep here. So, we're getting into the groove of things. We're expanding our horizons. But back to it, this top five list for Ladbrokes.
So, four laddies coming in at number five. We've got the Broome Cup and over in Broome in the Wild Wild West.
Yes.
For people who don't know who it is, it's sort of northern WA, right on the sort of shoreline of the Indian Ocean. And if you haven't seen this track before, red dirt track, literally meters away from the Indian Ocean. So, you've got a contrast of the nice aquas and blues and teals coming out of the ocean with the red dirt of the track. So, during peak season, peak tourist season in Broome, they can get up to 45,000 people there. There's usually only about 12 to 14,000 people, I think, who live in Broome. And at the back end of that peak tourist season is Broome Cup. And I tell you what, the racetrack just goes off. Absolutely goes off like a cut snake. And if you want to be a member for the day to get the real experience, there's no suit and tie and in a posh setting with caviar and oysters and lobsters. Nah, mate. Chucking you in the tin shed. You want to be a member? Cool. You've got a roof over your head. And that's about it. So, do yourselves a favor, punters. Check it out. Just YouTube Broome Cup or Broome Racetrack, or even look at Google Images. It truly is super picturesque. And then, definitely one worth getting to one day, I think.
Beautiful. Well, it sounds bloody good. It sounds like 45,000 people there. It sounds like a Broncos game. Cheering on horses.
When your horse wins, it's da 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 da.
Bucks running around the track.
Yeah, exactly right.
It's just beautiful to see.
Piece of pokey machines.
Yeah. plenty of 4X gold, I hope. All right. My number four was the Warrnambool Cup.
The Bull.
How bloody good is the Bull?
Mate, unreal.
3-day festival of racing where we basically celebrate our steeplechase racing in Australia. Now, I read, now I didn't delve into too much research with this, but the grand annual steeplechase is over 5,500 meters. Now, that's approximate because if have you watched the grand annual?
Yeah.
It brutal. Is just, it's everywhere. It's up hills, it's downhills. It's like someone's massive farm backyard, basically, and they've just put up a few jumps.
It makes it some interesting watching, that's for sure.
I say a few jumps, but 33.
Yeah.
So, I've heard it's the longest with the most jumps steeplechase in the world, but do your own research. I'm not 100% sure on that. I did read that, but, you know, that could just be some Australian, you know, telltaling. Or it whatever
could,
it is.
It could be, mate.
Anyway, why I think this is a brilliant race, because it had one of the most obscure and bizarre instances that I've ever seen on a racetrack. And it was when Banner Strand lost his rider and then he jumped into the crowd, injuring 7 people in the process in the 2011 edition. Now, you'd think, okay, surely old Banner. And there's a picture which I'll actually put up during the video right now. You'll be able to see it. Unbelievable photo. And it's just like people still looking at the racetrack and this horse is like halfway over this fence and people have no idea that it's coming. And unbelievably, no one got, yes, 7 people got injured, but there were minor injuries. Incredible. Incredible. So, not only did that happen, but 2 years later, that very same horse won the race.
Redemption arc.
Ultimate redemption arc. So, yeah, if it was a Marvel movie, he'd be like, who would he be?
I'm not sure about Marvel, but in terms of recent redemption arcs of note that I can remember, James O'Connor.
Yeah.
Pulling on a Reds jersey again.
Well, what's his like mentoring thing that he's a part of?
I've got absolutely no idea.
Yeah. Maybe Banner Strand started that a few years ago. Yeah,
maybe.
But I did have a bit of a read of the trainer post-race, and he said he's just a very slow horse. never won on the flat, just loves jumping.
Loves going downhill.
Yeah. So, shout out to Banner Strand. But, yeah, one of the great pilgrimages of any punter in Australia, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. Speaking of pilgrimages, this is a journey. We're going to the Birdsville races. So, Birdsville is sort of on the Queensland and South Australia border, just on the edges of the Simpson Desert. Only about 140 people live there. And funnily enough, 170 kilometres away from Birdsville is a town that we should all be familiar with, especially if you're reading the most famous and oldest newspaper in Australia, the Batuta Advocate. Batuta is 170 kilometres away. It's a ghost town, which is absolutely hilarious. So, basically, every September, around 9,000 people make the trek to Birdsville. And this is in the middle of Australia, so it's a trek and a half. Heaps of, when you get to the track, there's heaps of cars parked outside of it. There's a lot of aircraft parked outside of it. It's a dirt track, literally on the edge of a desert. So, I'll tell you what. It doesn't get much better than that. And this has been going since the late 1800s. Wow. So, for over 150 years.
So, it's probably their biggest tourist event of the year.
Yeah,
like definitely. You could assume that.
Without a doubt, yeah.
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 Wow.
So, around 150 years it's been going for. There's about 200 grand worth of prize money to win over 2 days of racing, 13 races. That's a pilgrimage and a half.
Isn't it?
Mm.
You'd have Birdsville to drop races. Into Batuta just to see like the courier mail-esque like printing factory.
Yeah, yeah. Stop in and watch the Batuta Dolphins go round. I'm sure the Batuta stable has a few horses racing at Birdsville over this carnival. So, yeah, definitely one to check out, I think.
Beautiful. The second one on our top five is the Ipswich Cup, the Ippy Cup. I did not realise Ipswich had such a big history in Australian racing. But the Ippy, I don't think it was, it might have amalgamated into the Ipswich Cup, but in 1861, the same year that the Melbourne Cup was first run, they had the Australian Champions Sweepstakes running at Ipswich, which is unbelievable because it actually had the prize money was worth 10 times more than the Melbourne Cup was.
How's that,
at Ipswich.
Yeah.
So Archer, the very first winner of the Melbourne Cup, who won the first two, he dipped out. He got £100 for winning that, where the winner for the Ippy sweepstakes got £1,000.
Oh, jeez. I wonder what that'd be worth nowadays.
But for anyone that's actually been to the Ippy Cup race day, it is just such a good day out. Mm. You've got 30 to 40,000 people going. It's actually more people go to that than they do for Stratty Day because the capacity's bigger. But I've been lucky enough to go a few times with some colleagues I used to work with. And, gee, the suit selection. Saw a Pac-Man suit one year. It's and people just carrying around stubbies wherever they go, which I can appreciate. But there's also like a dance floor in the middle of the racetrack. So like the horses are running around and there's just a bit of doof doof going on in the middle.
Unbelievable.
But yeah, huge, love it, and special place in my heart, mate, because that's where Prue and I, my lovely partner, blossomed our relationship. So
at the Ipswich racetrack.
Yeah, where all good love stories begin, mate.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Mm. How good. Yeah, Ippy Cup goes off like a cut snake. How good. Look, before we get to number one, there's we couldn't have put everything on this list. And
no.
Bit of a disclaimer for those listening, and we'll say this in the article, but we didn't include Melbourne Cup because,
no,
duh.
Yeah.
Like, Captain Obvious, right? But yeah. Aside from Melbourne Cup, some other, without question, just banging days to be at the track, the Cox Plate.
Huge.
Mooney Valley down in Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get refurbished quite soon, Mooney Valley. So,
yeah,
we'll be absolutely unbelievable to attend that in the future.
Yeah, we need to get down there before they refurbish it because,
yeah
the whole structure of the racetrack's going to change. So, the valley as we know it, it's going to have a 300 to 400 meter straight, where at the moment it has only about 200 meters. Yeah. I'm going to put another honorable mention in that I've just thought of. Magic Millions Day on the Gold Coast.
Yes. Yeah, I've got that written down as well. So, Magic Millions Day on the Gold Coast, have to go for sure. What else have I got here? Autumn Championships, both days.
Yeah.
No-brainer.
Everest.
Oh, tons.
Yeah, so many.
So many good metro meetings. But anyways, number one couldn't be anything else for us other than Derby Day at Flemington, the Saturday before Melbourne Cup each year. Just the king of race days.
So, there's five group ones.
Yep. And then the rest of the races are either group two or group three.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Just quality from start to finish.
Quality over quantity. There's not 10. They don't need 10. No, they have nine of the best quality horses and races going around.
It's absolutely stacked. And for those of you who haven't been to Flemington, it's just, it takes your breath away when you first walk in. When it's a lovely day and the track's nice and green, you walk in through the gates, you fang a left, you see the winning post, and it's just picturesque, you know. People, it's Melbourne, so there's little picnic blankets around the place, there's little umbrellas, you got people having champagne with cheese boards and stuff like that. And it's just something about being at the home of the Melbourne Cup during the Melbourne Cup Carnival. On for a racing enthusiast, the best day of the year,
without a shadow of a doubt. And you see Richo of Channel 7 and Racing.com fame just glistening.
Oh yeah,
in his element.
You see him. He's getting with the punters. He's saying, you know, what do you like today? And hopefully you're giving him a good answer back, as we haven't done before. but one of our fondest memories as punters. Probably our fondest memory as punters is being trackside in 2017 with all the crew winning the quaddy.
Yeah, that was
a juicy quaddy too.
All time. And we were lucky enough to back it up a couple of years later. And just before the last race, it was pissing down the entire day. But just before the last race, the heavens opened up. I now had a winner all day. And my best of the day was coming in. And Tefane just absolutely blew Pippi away and won us the quaddie again. at the same. I think actually, when I, now that I think about it, that was the last time we won the quaddy.
Probably. It's been a long time. Yeah, I was very happy with you that day because I was on Tefane too. I was tossing up between Tefane and I can't remember what else, but
it would have been Pippi.
Probably. Yeah. Went with Tefane.
Anyway.
So yeah, definitely a must. Get to Derby Day. Punters, that's our number one on the list for Ladbrokes special interest.
Yeah, so if you want to read it, it'll be in the link in our bio, but also you can just Google Ladbrokes blog and head to their special interest section and have a read there. But yeah.
Excellent.
On we go to the Group 1 racing that is at Eagle Farm this weekend, mate. So, I think we start. Before that, let's actually go to the Q22, which Zaki is a very short favourite and for good reason for mine.
Oh, yeah.
Do you see anything beating him?
No. I don't. I think he's going to be incredibly hard to beat. He stays at a good track here, goes up another 200 metres from 2,000 metres. I don't think that's an issue. J-Mac retains the ride, launching from a pretty good barrier. He's going to be terribly, terribly hard to beat. But I reckon there's some value if you want to include him in some of your exotics.
Mm-hmm.
So the way you're seeing the race?
I am, if it loads for me. But I thought Reloaded's a stupid price at 50-1.
Exactly what I was going to say. Reloaded is a silly price at 51s. Chris Waller's figured him out.
Yeah, he has. And he's up here.
Mm.
Sun on his back. He's having the time of his life. Yeah, Reloaded 50-1. But Bowman on board. Basically, Chris Waller's probably top seed, you might have to say, with Bowman on board. So, so Bowman's not even riding Toffee Tongue. So, that's super interesting for mine.
Yeah, I think Nashi, Nash Willer rode Toffee Tongue in the Doom and Cup. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, look, the way I see this race is Zaki going forward from that barrier, J-Mac taking a seat and then just launching with about 400 metres out and just winning. if I was going to bet around Zaki or include him in my exotics, the other horses I'd have would be aforementioned Toffee Tongue, my girl. I think $11 is probably pretty fair for her, but a good each way price. And yeah, Reloaded for mine goes up from 1800 meters to 22, $51. I think 41 maybe just come in on the Ladbrokes tote at this stage, but I reckon wait till before the race, punters.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, if I was going to pick a trifecta in the race, those would be my three.
Yeah, no, I can't talk you out a bet there. So yeah, Reloaded for mine. I think he's, if I was to have a play in the race, I'd have him probably 1/3 each way. But let's head to the feature two-year-old race of the Brisbane Carnival, the JJ Atkins Plate. Group one, 1,600 metres over, 1,600 metres. First run in 1893, time honoured. So, we have Prince Farber's in front of me. Where we got kicked out first leg of the quaddy because Dolan didn't put it in.
Coming for him.
Well, mate, he said before the race, I've got a bad feeling about Prince Powers. Oh, mate, you can put it in if you want.
Nah. That's from bad juju. He better be better this weekend.
He better. Well, he won the treble, but the quaddy would have been nicer. Rothfire in front of you. So, they're the last two winners, but the last three winners, Tass. The Autumn Sun.
Yeah, what a guy. What a guy, the Autumn Sun.
One of the great blokes. So, yeah. Look, two at the top of the market here. Look, awfully hard to beat. Converge and Port Louis. Which way are you leaning or are you going outside the top two?
No, they're the top two for mine. We were at the track for the Size Produce. And I'm glad that I've gone and checked a replay a few times since then, because Converge and Port Louis out of that race are the ones to be on. Converge, taking the seat back for the first time. Oh, what an electric turn of foot he has.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely unbelievable. Drew outside an outside barrier in that race and didn't get out initially. Was looking for a way out. Timmy Clark was trying to get out with about probably 400 metres to go. Finally gets out, and if he got out 20 to 30 metres sooner, he would have won that race. Absolutely elite turn of foot. So, draws really well here. Barrier 5. absolutely no clue how they're going to ride him. But based on that last start, whew, you'd take him a bit of a seat back, wouldn't you?
Midfield, mate.
Yeah.
Wherever he's comfortable.
Mm.
I reckon he sits two pairs back, maybe third pair back off the fence.
Wow. Mate, that was Animo-esque, that turn of foot.
Mm.
That was incredible. So, yeah, watch that replay a few times to keep an eye on him, but also Port Louis, no knock whatsoever.
Well, if you like Port Louis, the mail from the stable. If you're interested in buying a horse, punters, hit us up because James Healy Racing, we've just purchased a filly from her, from him, or part of us has. I have. bought 5% of her. Doesn't cost much. So, if you're interested in getting into the ownership, let us know. We'll let you know the details. But James Healy Racing used to work with Kiramar. Dave Eustace was the strapper for Loving Gabby. Knows what he's doing. One of the great trainers, up and coming trainers of this land. It's a good plug. But he was the strapper. So Kiramar, David Eustace were like, "Oi, Heels, what are you doing, mate? We need you to take care of Port Louis because he's small.
He's a small boy.
He's tiny." Mm. And that'll be the tile this week. You in front of Port Louis look like an absolute fool.
Excellent.
But he's a bit mischievous and we need you to look after him for us. Mm. And he's tiny, but Heels had him in his palm. And he said, this thing will be winning the JJ Atkins in 2 weeks. Mm. So, if you like Port Louis, the stable love him.
Mm.
My knock on him, he just has no gate speed.
Nah, nothing at all.
Barry 13, he'll be last. Bowman on board. Bowman just, he rides the horse. He doesn't try and aggress them out, be aggressive on them out. So, if you like Port Louis, I think he'll run a great race, but I'm on Converge on top. I think, yeah, that last run showed me he's versatile.
Yes, I am with Converge as well. Pains me a little bit to say it because, I've got a bit of a soft spot for a little Port Louis now after seeing him the other way. He's just a little fella. Yeah. He's a little fella. Look, the good thing is Huey Bowman, this will be his fifth time riding him.
Mm.
So, he's built a relationship up with the horse. Barrier doesn't matter, I guess especially at the 1600 meter mark for Eagle Farm. I think they've got, is it 2 or 3 furlongs as a straight before they go around the first bend? So he'll go back anyway, but we'll just need to ride for luck. But with Converge drawing barrier 5, yeah, sit a few pairs back. Going to be awfully hard to beat. Anything else, mate, in this race that you think's a danger?
Well, Port Louis has his nuts as well.
Yeah, which is important.
Friend of the show, Jake Milne, has pointed that out to us time and time again for 2 and 3 year old features. You want the boys that still have their nuts because it's just going to be worth so much at stud that the trainers just give them a bit more of a lift. So if you like Port Louis and tossing up between Converge is a gelding, Port Louis still has his nuts.
Mm.
Tiger Malay, the horse that beat him home last start, I've got him in running into third. So, but I'm not too interested in anything else in the race, to be honest.
Yeah. The only other two for me to keep an eye on, especially if the money comes from him late, is number 7, Ranch Hand.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Cape Breton, 2 Waller horses. Cape Breton's only started twice for 2 wins, once in Canterbury and once down in Sydney and Rose Hill. So, this is an enormous step up. But bossy riding, the Chris Waller magic, you never know. And look, J-Max on Ranch Hand, so they're dangerous for mine, but I've got Tiger of Malay running into third as well.
Well, I think we've given that a good covering. So, on to the Stradbroke, which we probably need to spend a bit more time on because I don't know where to start.
Yeah, absolutely stumped.
So, let me have a look here. 1 scratching, Madame Rouge. So, we've got a 1,400 meter handicap, Group 1. Oh, who's won this? Impending Santa Ana Lane, who I was going to put that up as the photo, actually. You, me, Swep holding up the Stradbroke when Santa won it.
That's right, yeah.
I'm going to put that up instead.
That's a cracking photo.
Yeah. I'll put you up on the social this week, though. Look, with Port Louis.
Little Port Louis.
And Ty Zone won last year. So, where do you start with this race? Mr. Quick is the top weight. He only has 56.5 kilos. Yeah,
shows you how open this race is.
And then you go right down the bottom with Patrick Chase, Strong Well, Jimmy Byrne, 49.5.
Yeah, so he'll actually be 50 and a half.
Okay.
Kegs. Because poor old Jimmy's like, oh, nah, can't lose that extra kilo. No. I'm not cutting off my foot.
No, can't smoke that many darts.
Yeah, exactly.
If you smoke darts, Jimmy.
He may do. So look, the way I've started is looking at the bottom weights because, as you know, mate, in handicap, that's where I look first. And Apache Chase, having only 50 and a half kegs on the back, Jimmy Byrne hasn't raced at that weight for a very, very long time. So he's keen on this thing, draws really well, and we know he'll get out to an early lead. Looks like there'll be a lot of pace on in this race pretty early. You've got Savatoxel racing forward. I think Emerald Kingdom will run forward as well. Wild Planet can go forward. I Am Superman can go forward. So there'll be no lack of pace up front. So if I was going to back a leader, I'd want to back the thing which is basically hovering on air.
Levitating,
which is basically the three-year-old Apache Chase. But given that it is over 1,400 metres, I think the back markers are with every chance in this race. Every horse has a chance in this race because there's going to be lots of pace on. So that's where I've started, but that hasn't helped me out at all.
It's a handicap.
Mm.
They're all weighted to be across the line together, which we saw in the Oakley Plate where the handicapper literally got it perfect.
Perfect.
I think it was, two cross the line at the exact same time, and then I think it was three lengths to last. Yeah. So, credit to the handicapper there. I think the handicapper's done a bloody good job here. Mm. So, the horses for mine that are weighted really nicely. I think Tefane's got a nice weight. Not too phased with her with 54 kilos. She won't know herself. I'm Superman's got a lovely weight for mine.
Gotcha.
Vega 1 won at Weight for Age last start at 59 kilos, dropped 6 kilos. Rachel King in the saddle, though. She's been a little bit out of form. So, Jamie Carr's not here. The Horovian's got 53 kilos.
Weighted so well. He won't know himself.
And he puts in every single time.
Man, he ran fifth in an all-star mile on a soft six, more like a soft eight or heavy eight.
And you have Amish Boy with 50 kilos, who he absolutely flew home to only miss by less than half a length against Apache Chase.
Man, subponed. It's only got 51 kegs on the back. Subpoenaed.
Yeah. So, I've gone, if this trifecta pays, I hope you're on punters because this could pay anything. I've got I Am Superman on top. Now, he lives in my head rent-free, that horse.
Mm.
Because he goes around at double figures every start, but he puts in a lot of effort. So, Kieran McAvoy was on Signore Fox last start, I believe. No, he wasn't. I lie. but I thought he was. But anyway, of the Snowden runners, he had the choice and he's chosen I Am Superman here. So, he's usually the rider of I Am Superman as well. And I think he needs to because he's the one that rides that horse best because he's a bit of a nutcase because he still has his nuts. Five-year-old Entire. Barrier 3, I reckon he just camps off the speed. And if he's in a right mood, he'll be hard to chase down. He's my on-top selection at, you'll get between 20 and 25 bucks, I think, with Ladbrokes.
Hmm. Yeah. I was certainly looking at I Am Superman. There's tons of chances in this race. Full disclosure, will probably change my mind 1,000 times before the race actually jumps punters. But I do like Apache Chase at that lightweight, but I'm tossing up between Vega 1 and the Horovian. The Horovian's form is actually pretty good. All-Star Mile ran fifth and charged home as well over 1,600 metres. Came back to 1,200 metres for the Dooman 10,000 where he ran third behind Eduardo and Wild Planet. Weight for Age, 58 and a half kegs. Goes up to 1,400 metres where he's raced six times for four wins and a second. He's raced twice at Eagle Farm for two from two. On a good track, he's got 12 victories out of 20 starts. Draws barrier 11. I don't see that being an issue over the 1,400 metres as long as he gets a seat. Glenn Boss on the back? No, he can ride something at big odds. I reckon for your money, $8.50 right now with Ladbrokes, he's a good bet.
Vega 1, I've got running into second, and it is because of the gear change, Jamie Carr to Rachel King, because she just hasn't been in great form. Great jockey, but...
one of the best.
As of late, just not in great form, but no knock on Vega 1. Yeah, drops a stack of weight for this, draws barrier 4, loves racing at Eagle Farm, loves a good track. Certainly no knock on Vega 1.
Of the... well, there's only two Golem runners in here. But I'd prefer to be on Vega 1 than Outback Barbie, who has got a run in the race now that Madame Rouge is scratched. Looking at the Horovian, what a horse. He's won over 1,200 metres up to 2,100 twice. What a horse. Over those four wins over 1,400 metres, though, he's won open handicap in Cairns, the Cairns Newmarket Way for Age, an open quality handicap at Eagle Farm. He won a listed race beating Red Chase and Profit. Now, they're two handy horses. And then he ran fifth behind Morvada. That was his first up run before the All-Star Mile. And then he ran fifth in the All-Star Mile. The next race. But so, you can only beat who you burst.
This is a step up without a doubt, man. I just think that he's been primed for this. Coming out, he's in good form. I can't knock his form, and I can't knock anything about him in this particular race. So, those Silks have won it pretty recently as well with Tyre Zone. So, we'll see, man. I might change before the race, but I think he's definitely a good price.
Who'd you have running into third?
Apache Chase. I think Apache Chase will get every chance being in the front third with the lightweight, might get him home.
Yeah. Tefane turned the tables last start, I think. She's been pretty average for the last 6 months. 6 months to a year, to be honest, probably since she won the all-age stakes last year. But she had a nice return last start. 1,400 metres, Eagle Farm, that'll suit her perfectly. So, I've got her running into second. And I had Amish Boy. He showed me enough last start. Now, he will be around the $20, but... yeah, that trifecta is going to pay anything. So.
It will, mate. It will. And
it's that type of race.
It is that type of race. And for mine, the other horses that I'm looking at, if you want to chuck a first four or something on punters, I think Wild Planet's a great shout in this race. Second up after a spell. Ran second behind Eduardo in the Duma 10,000. Good track, not bad. Distance, not bad. So, but yeah, mate, I admit, I am Superman, Tefane. Yeah, all good shouts.
Yeah.
Super open race, which is cracking for the event, but tough for us punters, that's for sure.
We'll have half the field in the quad and still miss. So
yeah, exactly.
That type of race. All right, Juicy Stags time. So, Laddies are helping us out as well. So, we're doing this for the Jockeys Trust, National Jockeys Trust. So, if you want to donate to them, just head to their website. But yeah, this is brought to you by Laddies as well. So, we're going to chuck $10, our best bets of the day, which lost again last week, into an all-up. Hopefully, we get it across the line for the National Jockeys Trust. But who do you have as your value play of the day? Last week.
Oh,
so yeah. I'll go.
Really nothing to talk about.
I'll go first. Fabric, Grayson, Harmony, and Vada all finished, I think, double figures. They were all horrific. No slow recovery either. I was looking for that, and they were just didn't go a yard.
Nah, yeah,
that happens.
Yeah, it happens, mate. Sometimes you have shockers. Well, I was with you with Vada. Absolutely no good. The cash cow, Mashani Hustler, was no good either, unfortunately. And then I had a box Quinella for the exotic in the Oaks, which was no good. Only Jewess out of those three horses running into the placings obviously won. So
the great game, eh?
Yeah, gotta love it.
You really do. So who's your value play of the day?
Mate, Get Out Stakes, race 9.
What a race that is, mate.
Should I call it the meme stakes version 2.0.
Hey.
Because there are some genuine memes running in this race.
It is a cracking race.
It is a good race, but it's a meme because some of these horses have broken my heart on multiple occasions. Funstar has broken my heart. Odium lost by an absolute nostril in the Empire Rose on Derby Day to Shout the Bar. Crushed my soul. Reel Him in Ruby. Remember that all up I had?
Yep.
Oh, no. Brooklyn Hustle, obviously one of yours. Liar, I backed when she won the Blue Diamond. She's in this race again. I tell you what, she could finally pick up a victory. But
could she?
She could, but I'm not on her. I'm on number 9, Exhilarates.
Yeah.
Second up profile, absolutely outstanding. Was great last start. Suitable distance, good track, draws well. I think at the price on offer, $11 with Laddies, great bet.
Yeah, I thought you're always getting a price for Brooklyn Hustle.
Yeah,
and it is a long straight at Eagle Farm, which she might actually need. Mm. Now, is it 1,400 metres?
13, I believe.
Okay, yeah. Well, I've cancelled my bet because she, I don't think she runs that out.
Nah, that's why I didn't look at her anymore, mate.
I actually thought Lyra was not a bad shout in that race, which for some reason, I just kept going back to her.
She sucks me in.
Yeah.
I've got a massive soft spot for her. I think every time I've backed her, she's run either second or fourth. So she's been this close to a win or this close to an each way. Yeah. But there you go.
The tick for Brooklyn Hustle, actually. Four weeks between runs, she does her best racing fresh. So she actually might be okay over the 1,300. I've changed my mind.
Mm.
Brooklyn Hustle. My value play is I Am Superman in the feature, Stradbroke, of course.
Bit of a no-brainer.
Yep.
My each way of the day in the Q22, Toffee Tongue. I think if you're going to have an each way bet at $11, like she is with Laddies right now.
Yep.
Every chance.
Fair enough. I couldn't find an each way, so I have a next best for you.
Okay.
Race 6, number 9, way. Garibaldi. I think he is in for a cracking race this weekend.
Well, mate, he's my best of the day, so there you go.
So, yeah, Tony Gollan's turned this boy around. Mm. Timmy Clark on board. Barrier 1, 54 kilos, won't know himself. Should go forward and just stop the race.
Mm. Yep, he's my on toppy for the day.
My best is race 4, number 1 in the 2-mile event, Carruth, in a field of 7.
Mm.
I love seeing that when it's a long race, small field, non-winners in small fields, I have a lot more confidence.
Yeah, well, I thought Carruth would run well last start with Jamie Carr on board, nearly won. So, I think it's a decent price too, about $17.
Last start.
And no, good bet.
We were behind a bloke in line before we went to that race. And he was, you know, at one of the bookies there and he's like, I'll have 10 each way on Carruth. And I was like, oh, it's a good bet.
It's a good bet. So Lord Belvedere in this race. Let's see if he improves.
Yeah. Barry beat him last start, apparently, according to the stable.
Mm.
But Carruth, I said last start before, I'm like, I don't want him here. I want him when he gets over 2 mile. He's at 2 mile here.
Mm.
I have to stick to my guns.
Of course you do, mate.
So, look, 40 mins of some of the best content you'd ever want to hope for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't need to add any more of that.
No. So, I think that's us done and dusted. But enjoy Stradbroke Day, punters. It's going to be a cracking day at the track that will be there. So, if you're there, come say good day. We'll buy a beer. No black rats.
Mm. We're on a budget.
Yeah. We just bought a horse, mate.
Yeah. That is true. Can't wait for the name unveiling.
Yeah, it's going to be all time. But until then, we'll see you later.
Best of luck.